anytime you face somebody who doesn't have necessarily all the experience, you want to give them different looks and make them have to kind of go through reads and figure everything out after a snap. And so we'll do a good job of, you know, disguising coverages, showing different looks. But at the same time, you don't want to go too disguised crazy where you put yourself out of position. Because if he does identify it, then usually you're not where you need to be on time. And then sometimes those big plays occur. So I think we'll be a healthy balance. But I'm sure, you know, this is week, what, 10, 9? Well, damn, 11? Whatever week it is, you know, he's played enough games where I think everybody probably goes into the game thinking that they're going to disguise coverages. So I'm sure he's used to it a little bit by now. The coaches seem to have him pretty prepared to, you know, face all of those kind of things. And so it won't be anything new for him.
What did the state of the team seem like today mentally as far as bouncing back from that Sunday?
I think anytime you face some adversity, usually the younger guys on a team or they always kind of look to see what the leaders are going to do, how the leader's demeanor is coming in. They want to see what the coach's demeanor are, what the messages are. And so I just think it was one of those days where the guys out front just had to set the tone, and we end up having, you know, one of our normal work days on Tuesday where we came out pretty good energy, guys were moving around. You know, we're just racing to get better.
Now, that's the hardest part about defending a receiver like Mike Evans with that speed and size and catch radius.
Yeah, I think his size and catch radius is probably the toughest part. You can defend somebody who's fast. You got to just back up or, you know, just try not to let him get behind you. But a lot of times you see him in coverage. You got the defender's in really good position, and he's just taller and stronger than the guy he's going against. And so sometimes there's nothing you can really do about that, you know, but try to fight your way through the catch point. But, you know, that's what makes him special, and he's been doing that since he came into the league. Obviously, Jameis Winston relies on him heavily. He gets a whole bunch of targets. A lot of times, like I said, he's covering, he'll just throw it up to him, and you know, a lot of times he makes those plays. So that's something that we got to look to defending this week.
Have you seen much Jameis tape, game, anything?
Yes, yeah, so last night I watched for the first time. I watched him. I watched about 3 or 4 games, and you know, he looks like he makes some plays that, you know, you kind of take your hat off to him, and you say, okay, he's definitely an NFL quarterback, but. At the same time, he does some things that all rookies do, and you scratch your head or you see opportunities where you can make plays. But they do a good job of really trying to protect him. The concepts are pretty simple. They run the ball. You know, Doug Martin is a really good running back, and if they get him going, then it's really hard to take advantage of a quarterback when the run game is going. All of a sudden, you get play action pass, and then Mike Evans is one-on-one down the field, and that's easy for anybody to manage. But if we can stop the run and force him to try to pick the ball up and really, you know, throw it to move the ball, I think then you can start to take advantage of some things. I think one, our defensive line and front seven can get a little pressure and maybe rattle him to throw some unadvised throws or ill-advised throws. But, you know, like I said, the first thing is to stop the run. And we won't be able to take advantage of his inexperience if we can't stop Doug Martin. So, you know, and I think the plan will adjust after we address that.
Is it almost kind of crazy that, given all that you guys have been through and these bad losses, that you're right in it? I mean, the Giants are on a bye this week, and you can come back in the first place.
I mean, you know, it's one of those things now where we're not even looking at anybody else. You know, it's you know, I had a talk with Roman Harper, who's a good friend of mine, who's with the Carolina Panthers, and. You know, I kind of asked him, what are some of the things that you guys had to, you know, what were some of the conversations you guys had last year when you were struggling and was obviously able to turn around later in the year? And he just said that the message was you have to earn your right to win in this league. And so that's where we're at right now. You know, we can't look at what everybody else is doing because we still haven't earned our right to win. We're doing a lot of things that won't allow us to win in this league. So regardless of what anybody else is doing outside of this building or other teams, it won't matter if we can't figure it out here. So, you know, we got a lot more, a lot bigger fish in front of us than to be looking out far and see what other people are doing.